Before we begin, I'd like to emphasize that this podcast is an extension of my surgical work and research at Visionary Eye Doctors. And thank you all for tuning in every week or multiple times to kind of hear our about our research and how we help patients. And thank you to all of you who have flown in from all over the world to see us here. So I'm very humbled by that. So it is my hope and desire to keep this information free to all of you, especially to my dear patients. And in keeping with this mission, we are very thankful to our first sponsor for this podcast, Wizard Dry Eye Mask. Many of you have heard me talk about the Wizard before. I have loved this product for years. It looks like this. I have one right next to my bed. So does my husband. I used mine last night. And even, you know, if I can't sleep, I'll use it. It's a wonderful product that you just plug in next to your bed or even at your computer. I've been known if I start to develop a sty to do the Wizard as I type and then switch, you know, if I have warm, just like a warm compress. So it works wonderful for that. So thank you to the Wizard. If you mention our name, podcast, Visionary Eye Doctors, Dr. Kramer's, they'll give you a one-year guarantee. If anything happens to the product, just call them up and they'll replace it for you for free. So thank you to the Wizard Research team for sponsoring this podcast. Enjoy. Everybody, it's Dr. Sandy Laura Kramers. Thank you again for joining us for the EYE Show, the Eye Show podcast. I'm one of the board-certified eye surgeons here at Visionary Eye Doctors. And today we're going to talk about blurry vision after cataract surgery. I'm one of those doctors that is really unable to tell jokes, but out of some recommendations of some friends, I'm going to give it a try, okay? So this is a joke a friend of mine, I think, made up. Maybe it's online already. I don't know. But I thought it was very funny. So we were talking about snail mucin, and we've been talking about how we're using snail mucin as a potential drop for dry eye. And so he was saying to me, did you hear about that snail? I was like, what snail? He said the snail that was really lamenting that everybody was making fun of him because he was so slow, and everyone was saying, you're a good for nothing snail, and you're just so slow. And so he got really angry, and he decided to put a big S on his car and a big S on his hat to stand for like speed. And so he's driving through town and everyone's kind of looking at them saying, look at that escargot. And so that was the joke. But anyway, just to kind of try to be funny. And somebody said, if you try to be funny, maybe you'll be funnier if you tell a joke. So today we're going to talk about one of the most common complaints after cataract surgery, which is blurry vision. And so you would think that after cataract surgery, your vision's going to be crystal clear. And it is for more than 90% of patients. But there are some patients where the vision blurriness continues even after the cataract surgery. And so for those of you joining me on YouTube, which just to kind of remind you, the surface of the eye is called the cornea. And then if you look at the inside of the eye, there's a colored part of the eye called the iris. Behind the colored part of the eye is the lens. And usually the lens is clear. It kind of looks like this. So a clear lens, like one of those old type of cameras where there's a lens kind of inside. And as we get older, the lens can become kind of cloudy. This is kind of where it's white on the outside. We compare it, you've heard me talk about like a circular pillow and a circular pillowcase. That's kind of what a cataract is, in the sense that the inner pillow gets cloudy and white, which has got that acta in Spanish as white waterfall. So it can look a little cloudy, like a cortical cataract. It can even form a very dense cataract, like a brunescent cataract, where that pillow becomes really almost black, brown or black. It can form a posterior subcapsular cataract where the back part of the pillowcase or capsule is very kind of hazy. And so these are the different types of cataracts. And we do a 10-minute surgery, usually even less, and we can put an implant that looks clear in the bag or in that pillowcase bag. And if we blow up that kind of implant, it looks kind of like, there's many different kinds, one that's called a multifocal, one that's called a monofocal. Now we have clear lens exchange that we do with things like light adjustable lens, and of course light adjustable lens we use for this type of cataract surgery. So it's been working very well for people to have clear, crystal clear, 20/20, sometimes even better, vision after cataract surgery. Why would somebody or you have blurry vision after cataract surgery? The number one reason is dry eye symptoms or meibomian gland dysfunction. We've talked about that in previous podcasts, so please listen to them. So if you have had cataract surgery, or even before cataract surgery, you say to yourself, well, some days the vision's clear, some days the vision's not clear, it gets blurrier over the day, I wake up with blurry vision, then it gets better over, you know, the day. That can be sometimes related to the tear film. So when we think of blurry vision in general, there's basically the layers of the eye we're gonna go through. The first and most important, well, they're all important, but one of the most important ones is the tear film, which is the surface of the eye. You have a tear film, which is composed of three parts: water, oil, and mucin. That's my initial joke that mixes those two together. So those things are crucial to have blurry, you know, clear vision. So if you don't blink for 5 minutes, everybody in the world gets blurry vision. They can even have terrible pain and even cause a headache. So that tear film is crucial. The second layer is the cornea. So we look at the cornea and we make sure everything is looking okay before the cataract surgery, of course, after the cataract surgery, because that can be a cause of blurry vision. Then we look at the lens. Like I mentioned, if it's a cataract, that can cause blurry vision. And also even after cataract surgery, the lens itself, very rarely, this is no longer really an issue, but when I first started cataract surgery, we were sometimes concerned that the lens might have been manufactured incorrectly. I've had a patient that came in with that when I was in Boston, so that lens had to be changed out and the blurry vision went away. I haven't seen that happen in 20 years, but it's been reported. The capsule is then the next layer. So that pillow in the pillowcase I mentioned, where you have the lens that's changed out in that pillow, but the back part of the pillowcase stays intact for most cataract surgery. We try to keep that capsule intact to hold the implant. The front part of the pillowcase has been removed during the cataract surgery, sometimes with femtosecond laser or manually by the surgeon. But in the back part of the pillowcase, there can be a haze, especially in certain types of cataracts called posterior subcapsular cataract. And if the doctor sees you and they look at the capsule and they say, you know what, it's getting a little hazy, let's do a YAG laser procedure, which is covered by insurance, usually takes less than a minute or two to do. The recovery is immediate. No restrictions, you can drive yourself home, very safe procedure, that can get rid of blurry vision as well. Then, of course, is the vitreous. If there's a lot of debris or sometimes floaters or a posterior vitreous detachment that's kind of right in the center, that can cause blurry vision. And then, of course, the macula, the retina, any issues in the macula can lead to distorted or blurry vision from either epiretinal membrane, macular degeneration, central serous retinopathy, cystoid macular edema. All of that is generally an inflammatory-based reason for blurry vision from the macula or retina. And then the optic nerve, we're looking for things like glaucoma, optic neuropathy, any type of ischemia, lack of oxygen to the optic nerve, that can cause blurry vision or decrease in vision. And then the brain, if there's any process in the brain, such as multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease, previous trauma, inflammation, a tumor, those things can cause blurry vision. So what do you do if you have blurry vision after cataract surgery? The first question you ask yourself, is it always blurry or do I have a split second of complete perfect vision? If you have a split second of complete perfect vision, it is not anything except for the tear film. Most, like 99.9% of the time. So if you can blink it clear, or even if you kind of squint it clear, then we know that the brain is normal, the optic nerve is normal, the retina and macula are most likely normal, the vitreous is normal, the lens is normal, the capsule is normal, and the cornea most often is normal. The tear film is the number one cause of that type of blurry vision that kind of comes and goes. So if you say to yourself, it is never perfectly clear, I can blink, I can squint, I can try to do everything and it's completely still not clear, then the most common cause of that is either still the tear film, the cornea. We take a look at the cornea and see if the curvature of the cornea is abnormal. There's different types of patients that might have something like a cone. This is, those on YouTube can see this, the kind of window of the eye, the cornea can have a cone shape, which is called keratoconus. There can also be something called different types of problems on the inside of that window called the endothelium, where somebody develops Fuchs dystrophy. The cells are not working well, and it can distort vision or cause blurry vision. We look at, of course, the lens, make sure there's no abnormalities of the actual intraocular lens, which is called IOL implant. And then we look at the capsule very carefully under the microscope to see if it's hazy. We look at the vitreous, we look at the retina, we do different types of technology on the retina called OCT and different images to see if there's any abnormalities of the macula that could be distorting or causing blurry vision. And then we'll do a visual field, a CIRRUS or HRT test of the optic nerve's function. And then sometimes we even need to do, very rarely, some type of brain imaging to take a look at the brain and make sure there's no tumor we're missing. So those are the causes of blurry vision. So what can you do if you have blurry vision besides go see your ophthalmologist or your optometrist, talk to them about the blurry vision? If it's coming and going and you can kind of get it to be clear, of course, all the dry eye videos we've talked about, the warm compresses, if your skin can tolerate warm compresses, the blinking, massaging, trying to get that oil to come out, see somebody to do a meibography. We generally try to do the meibography before most eye procedures now, because it determines your prognosis of having blurry vision after cataract surgery. And so if your doctor says, you know what, your meibomian glands are really not looking perfect or they're decreased, you may have blurry vision. Some patients with symptoms of dry eyes, like blurry vision, will have treatments for dry eyes before their cataract surgery. If the cataract is very dense, we generally will take out the cataract first and then take care of the dry eye component after, but be prepared for a longer recovery time after the cataract surgery, depending on what your meibomian glands show. If they're very little oil of the glands and you're living your life as if you're not blinking because they're so dried up, then you're going to have a little bit longer time, especially if you have Sjogren's syndrome, an autoimmune disease, or rosacea patients can take a little longer. So the more you're doing the warm compresses before the cataract surgery, and then usually we'll start the warm compresses about 5 to 7 days after the cataract surgery, depending on what your surgeon recommends, to keep that oil pumping using non-preserved artificial tears, that will make a big difference. We now really are noticing this issue with clear lens exchange surgery as well as light adjustable lens surgery, because now we're looking at complete perfection of vision. And if the vision is not perfect, patients really notice it. They're paying out of pocket for these procedures. They're not covered by insurance. And so we want perfection in every layer, every cell of the eyeball and the tear film. So it's important to think about how much screen time you're on. How can you blink? Don't use your eyes for things that are not eye worthy. This becomes an issue because we want perfection, and the most common complaint of blurry vision after cataract surgery remains dry eye disease. So we will see that under the microscope, sometimes even on the cornea, as keratitis, inflammation of the cornea. So if you hear the word, you have a little inflammation of the cornea or keratitis, you know that is probably the key cause for the dry eyes causing the blurry vision. So think about those things in terms of why you have blurry vision. The last thing I want to mention, which I mentioned in a previous podcast, but we've seen more of these kinds of cases, is the risk of retinal problems after cataract surgery that can cause blurry vision, such as central serous retinopathy or cystoid macular edema. Cystoid macular edema really is the key thing that can be kind of an inflammatory-based issue that leads to swelling of the retina. If you heard my previous podcast of a patient of mine who came in, had no complications during surgery, very quick surgery. It was like a 6-minute surgery. Everything went great. He did well for weeks and then came in with blurry vision, and he was found to have swelling of his retina. And I asked him all, you know, why are you under stress? No, he was retired. Are you not sleeping well? Doing great. What do you eat? Well, I eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's a day. I was like, I think we need to stop that. So think about nutrition also with this in terms of helping your eye recover after cataract surgery properly, so you'll be less likely to have blurry vision after cataract surgery. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Please pass it on. Please check out some of our other videos that talk about cataract surgery as well as dry eye issues. And if you have a chance, please review our podcast. Give us some more suggestions. Send us an email. Review us on YouTube. And thank you for joining us for the EYE Show podcast. Have a great day.